Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to our Pit Panther Rants and our Sports Rants podcast, brought to you by The Sports Drink. Happy Monday to you guys. Excuse me, drink my coffee. I'm not sure when, it may be Happy Tuesday, depending on how this, you know, when this comes out. And I am working on another, I'm working on another podcast with guests. As you know, Friday I had Coach Jeremy Grubbs on. And if you love basketball, I mean, or if you know people that love basketball, I would really recommend showing them my podcast, especially if you love Pitt basketball, because Jeremy knows a good bit. He had some amazing points. I mean, one thing I do forget about, what really hurt the Dixon era, one thing that did contribute was the fact that he went through so many coaches. It was good for a while, but eventually it catches up to you. He also broke down what went wrong with Pitt basketball this year. And obviously, he's got, you know, Coach Capel and company has to go to the transfer portal to figure out, you know, what to do from there. What can they do? I don't know. But they're going to have to go to the transfer portal and hopefully find something that sticks. I mean, that's all you can do at that point. Now, I mean, after, you know, the day I uploaded that podcast, I guess it got announced that Capel was coming back for the next year. And I know people are mad, but that's just part of life. I mean, he had a $15 million buyout, and Pitt wasn't really going to do that. I wasn't surprised by it. I mean, this is Heather's hire. I mean, she has to stick by it. But if you're having problems, if you're having friction with somebody that you hired and you gave an extension, then that's a pretty big problem. Because why are you extending this person? And then something had to have happened here. Now, supposedly, the attitude is with Jeff Capels, he thinks he's bigger than this job. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff. I mean, he thought he was bigger than this job, and I mean, and of course he was, you know, he inherited a dumpster fire because, let's be honest, Pitt's facilities weren't great. I mean, they were, you know, I'm sure they were acceptable by Big East standards, but when you go to a conference like the ACC and you're a coach and you have to sell your recruits these facilities and stuff like that, it's going to take away your enthusiasm for things. But I'm sure Jeff Capel knew these things when he got here. And if he didn't know these things, if he didn't know the facilities and things were you know, bottom of the barrel, then he, you know, that's on him. I mean, when you go to a job, you got to do your research. And that's, I mean, I'm sure a lot of you guys, when you go for job interviews and things like that, when you go into a certain job, you do your research. You research the company. You go on Indeed, Glassdoor. You got to see what you're getting yourself into from other work. You know, you can see reviews from other employees and see what you're getting yourself into. What are the benefits? Benefits are a key. How much you pay in a month in benefits? Because, I mean, that's one thing I do is when I went to my, you know, when I figured out jobs is all right, I'm getting paid bi-weekly, right? Or semi-monthly, because there's two big differences. Bi-weekly, you're getting 26 paychecks in a year. Semi-monthly, you're getting two paychecks. You're getting 24 paychecks. You know, bi-weekly, you're getting it every other Friday, or, you know, depending on how your company has it set up. Semi-monthly, you're getting two paychecks a month, so you may get a paycheck on the 6th, then you may get a paycheck on, say, the 20th. That's how a lot of times how they work. Or the 7th or the 21st. One or two. And obviously, with semi-monthly, you're actually gonna get bigger paychecks. That's what I loved about this whole semi-monthly thing. I worked for an oil and gas company where it was semi-monthly. And I always enjoyed that extra money to my check. We went bi-weekly and the checks were less. But they advertised us that we were going to get an extra check. We're going to get two extra checks per year. That's what they told us. And in some ways it does have its benefits as well. I mean, this year I'll get an extra paycheck in July, which helps because back to school is around the corner, and I can use that money to buy the back to school stuff, which is clothes, clothes, stuff for their, you know, for the kids' classrooms, you know, when they go back, you know, school supplies basically. And then my other extra paycheck I get is usually in December, which is great because Christmas is around the corner. And there goes my Christmas shopping right there. I use that money to Christmas shop. Now, my oldest child got a PlayStation 4 this past Christmas. So, he should be good to go in terms of video game systems for a while. My daughter got an iPad, so in terms of electronics, she should be good for a while. I mean, those were, you know, two big money items. So, Christmas shopping shouldn't be too bad this time around. But yeah, I mean, you obviously do your research. You got to figure what you're getting yourself into, and you know, what the opportunity is. That's what you do when you change jobs. But yeah, that's on him. He says things are way better now, and let's hope. But you know, the whole AD coach relationship needs to be repaired. I believe it needs to be repaired regardless, because something needs to be done, because if he is gone after this year coming up, if things don't work out, Heather's going to have to hire another coach. And if Jeff Capel didn't have a good experience with Heather Like, well, who else is going to want to work for her? I mean, on the plus side, Heather's done an overall good job at Pitt. So if she bungles this mess with the basketball coaches, I mean, especially the Jeff Capel situation, it's going to be hard for her to find a bigger job elsewhere. Because if you can't handle this, then if you can't handle, I guess, a coach who hasn't had a winning season this 4 years here, or five, is it four years now? Yeah, 4 years. If you can't handle that, then how are you going to handle the bigger problems of bigger schools? I mean, it's obvious to you, I mean, they're going to see that as a red flag. I mean, quite obvious. Now, do I regret these hires that we made for the women's and men's coaches? I don't. I believe that I thought they were good hires at the time. I liked Lance White mainly because he was an assistant at Florida State, and you know, they were decent. You know, they have had a decent program, and I enjoyed his. I guess he was a you know longtime assistant, I believe, or, you know, he was one of the top, or at least a top assistant. But I loved his energy and I loved his enthusiasm for basketball. That I thought he, you know, I thought he would bring that type of, you know, mentality here, and things would, you know, things would improve a lot better. But they haven't. But if both programs aren't really thriving in the ACC, then maybe Jeff Capel's right. Maybe both coaches inherited both dumpster fires. Not because of what Kevin Stallings did, but maybe there's more to that than this. I mean, that's one, you know, that's another thing we can look at. Jeff Capel, I really like, because I thought maybe he, you know, after what happened with them in Oklahoma, maybe he learned some things. But the same problems he had in Oklahoma have come to Pitt. I mean, it's just, and that's why a lot of people are, you know, they've lost their patience with it, because he recruited some. I mean, people are saying, well, Jeff Capel is capable of building a roster. Well, yeah, he built a roster, but he's been capable of building a roster. Just it's keeping the players here is the problem. I mean, he built a good roster with, he has good players. I mean, Xavier Johnson and Aldis Toney, they're going to be in the March Madness. But don't forget, Kevin Stallings recruited Parker Stewart and Marcus Carr, and those guys are going to be in the tournament as well. So, but yeah, he could build a roster. Just keeping those guys here has been the problem. Now, I looked at March Madness. We'll get, you know, yeah, I'm looking at March Madness right now. So far, off the top of my head, I told Coach Grubbs, I haven't really watched a lot of college basketball this year, but it looks pretty top heavy this year, and I think I'm going to go with Baylor, Gonzaga, Arizona, and Kansas is what I'm going with. I'm torn between Baylor and Kentucky. I'm just taking, I don't know. Now, Grubbs told me that Gonzaga is more of a complete team this year than what they were last year. They were a lot better. So I'm going with Gonzaga. I'm going to take Gonzaga. Some people like Villanova. The Big Ten has got nine bids. I'm kind of, I look at their conference. It's hard for me to take them that conference seriously, especially Wisconsin and Iowa are two of your top teams. You know, I just don't know. I don't know if I can take the Big Ten that seriously with nine bids. I don't know. Kind of reminds me of the Big East used to have all those bids and. But usually, we would have at least one a UConn or whoever, a Villanova. Mostly UConn, or we always have at least one team to make the Final Four, and that's like same with the ACC as well. We always relied on Duke and North Carolina. We can't really rely on them anymore. Well, Duke isn't too bad. North Carolina, a little iffy. Yeah, it's all iffy, I guess. Let's see. Did my ads change at all or no? No, it's still going. Well, whatever. I was looking to see if I could. I was trying to process my ads and it didn't work out. Yeah, it's still working. That's a bummer. Long story short, I had to put these ad reads into my podcast and. For the last one, it didn't go through, and I realized I had to publish them, and it didn't publish. And it's taking its merrill time publishing. Oh well, that's why I'm reading out these ad reads during the episode today. In fact, let's get to those. Athletic Greens, guys. Reclaim your health, arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. especially during a cold and flu season. It's just one scoop of, you know, a cup of water every day. That's it. It's going to take care of your, you know, your health, your gut health, your nervous system, immune energy, all that happy stuff. It costs less than $3 a day, and there's no, it's less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, chemicals, artificial stuff. Just go to athleticgreens.com/sportsdrink and take ownership of your daily health, of your health and nutrition. And also check out ColorCast. It's the live only sports talk, audio only sports talk platform. Free to download and use. You talk to other fans, athletes, insiders in real time. All you gotta do is download the ColorCast app. It's free in the iOS App Store. Create your profile, link your Twitter, and join a group and come with a spicy take. All right, we got those out of the way. Now I see Sister Jean's coming to Pittsburgh. I'm sure from my church, I'm gonna try to invite Sister Jean to a fish fry, and I'm gonna charge a cover. Yeah, I would definitely do that. Charge a cover and have one of those club flyers, like, you know, when it's all fancy and like Sister Jean fish fry, and then, like, you know, have a picture of her and put $7 cover. Covers $3, you know, before, you know, noon or something like that. Women get in free. And women and children get in free. How about that? Yeah, because this is a church thing, not a club thing. I mean, you could have a line outside the church, you know, like, you know, like where the bouncer lets people in. No, we don't allow hoodies. You can't wear a hoodie. That's pretty much why I really didn't go to clubs a whole lot, because they had a dress code, and I hate dress codes. You weren't allowed to wear, I mean, if you wore a hat, you weren't allowed to wear backwards, and I totally understand that. I mean, I have no problem with, I've worn my hat backwards at times, and especially if fitted, and I had no problems with putting my hat facing forward. It's no big deal. But yeah, if you're going to wear a hat backwards, definitely you have to wear a fit. You definitely got to wear it fitted. The snapbacks, I don't know about those. I mean, I don't mind snapbacks, but I just, you know, for me, wearing a snapback backwards just doesn't work for me. It sure as hell doesn't work to me wearing a crooked either off to the side, because that's just, you know, yeah, that doesn't work for me. You know, I did buy a snapback last year, and I wore me a few times, and just, you know, I rather just buy a fit. It's, the hat's a little bigger. But yeah, I just love being able to wear a hoodie and have a beer. So that's why I guess I went to the bars all the time. It was a lot easier. Because I didn't want to be bothered with wearing, you know, like a little jacket, like a little, you know, or a sweater. I just wanted to wear my hoodie and just my jeans and just wear, you know, just have a beer. That's it. Or a shot. It just wasn't my, you know, anything else, it just wasn't my thing. But, I mean, the lineup here for Pittsburgh isn't too bad. I mean, if we're looking at these here, let's take a look at these. All right, number 2, Villanova at 15, Delaware. That's a pretty obvious one right there. Oh, Delaware's, let's see, Delaware's being, Jameer Nelson Jr. plays for Delaware. Oh, that's for that St. Joe's team that went to the Elite Eight that one year. Obviously, Villanova's on a roll. According to Johnny McGonigal, who's covering this, as you know, he covers Pitt. Let's see. Obviously, Villanova's going to win that one. Then we got number four Illinois and 13 Chattanooga. Oh, Cockburn. I forgot about him. Well, that explains why the Big Ten's, you know, got a lot of, you know, there's some obviously some decent players in there, but. They've lost 4 of their past 9. I guess Illinois getting past, you know. I can see Illinois is getting past Chattanooga. Shouldn't be a big deal. The 5-12 Houston UAB. Let's see. I'm taking a look at these players here. Houston, it's a 5-12. I got to go with Houston that one. I don't think Houston's going to get too far, though, because they're one of their best players has been out. But still, Houston was 29-5 this year. And then, of course, Ohio State, Louis, Chicago. And look at these players here. A lot of people are going with Louis Chicago in this one, but I don't know. I think Ohio State's going to pull this one off. You know, Louis Chicago doesn't have the same coach as they did before. That's my logic in this. Yeah, it's pretty much my logic in this one. Anyways, what else are we going to talk about? Anything other special that's going on in the sports world? Let's go on Twitter real quick and see. Because I'm sure a lot of amazing things are being said on Twitter. Now, I've been playing Madden. I haven't really started my season yet, but I will say that Najee Harris is really good in this game. I really like him. I mean, I think he's rated an 80. But he's pretty decent for, you know, he's a pretty decent back in this game. I will say that Russell Wilson is the biggest pain in the ass to play against in terms of quarterback. He's got a good offensive line. And you can't really blitz him because he reads the blitz because the line is so good. You know, the offensive line is really good for him, and he can pretty much read where the blitz is coming from and make his adjustments. And he throws a lot of, but the thing is, he also throws a lot of short passes. And one thing I've learned about playing against Russell Wilson is let him have the short stuff. Eventually, you're going to get a stop, and eventually, you're going to get let him sell for three. Eventually, you do get lucky, and you know it does work out. But yeah, it's a tough. It's just tough. I mean, he's one of the toughest quarterbacks I've played against. I mean, Pat Mahomes and Tom Brady, they hate zone blitzes. So I love zone blitzing them usually, and I don't like. I mean, with those two, you can't sit back in zone all the time because they'll just pick you apart. You got to send somebody to go after them. Because their lines aren't really that great to begin. I mean, they're good, but they're not great. Oh, wow. Look at some of these things here. But those are just some things. The Ravens are rated 88 in Madden overall. And I don't see why. They're the worst 88. They're the worst highly ranked team in this. I mean, when I play them, I basically sit in the base 3-4 for most of the game because their offense is just basically a glorified option game for the most part. It's more of a run heavy. They're more of a run heavy team in this in Madden for the most part. They're just easy to defend. Now look at some other things. Let's take a look. The Browns are not sold on going forward with Baker Mayfield. I'm not sure what happened with that Odell Beckham type thing, but something happened there. The bottom line is the Browns don't want to pay Baker. He had a decent season the year before, but this year here he wasn't great. And yeah, I mean, if I mean now they're stuck having to pay him, but they don't want to. So that's why they're trading him. Now I saw a rumor that they were going to trade him to the Texans for Deshaun Watson, but they were sending a whole bunch of players. Deshaun has a no trade clause, and who knows if he wants to go there. And Tom Brady's back, obviously, and that's surprisingly. I guess he just got tired of being at home. Anyways, guys, that's pretty much, yeah, there's not really much else. But I'll leave it here, and I'll speak to you guys probably later this week. I'm going to get my guests in line, and, oh, it's done already. Cool. All right, cool. So my changes processed for my podcast. Anyways, guys, hell to Pit. Talk to you later. Today's episode of the Pit Panther Rantsler Sportsman's Podcast is brought to you by The Sports Drink, your digital water cooler. It's a newly created internet community that tries to find the intersection of sports and not sports. They're here to help us grow and hate your favorite team. A rising tide lifts all boats, so go check them out, online or social. Go to sportsdrink.org or on Instagram, type in sportsdrink. That's like sportsdrink, but without the vowels. All we ask is you close the door behind you. We're trying not to let the funk out.